Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Big news yesterday, Antonio Brown extradited from Dubai and arrested on attempted murder charges. We have been following this story. We knew that he had fled to Dubai to avoid being arrested and prosecuted. And you know, I saw Steelers fans getting their jokes off yesterday on Twitter. I don't think it's funny, man. Like, this guy, I always thought, you know, when I first met him and was at the Steelers practices, like when he was a rookie and I was covering the team more closely just in the locker room at the time, thought he was a very nice dude. He was a 6th-round pick. He had a tough upbringing. He busted his ass harder than anybody else. When he was young, he was on the jugs machine.
Yep.
Long after practice, long after training camp practices. I mean, that guy, when he would do radio shows, would bring his own food, and then they would plate it for him so it looked like the restaurant served it, but he was eating what he was eating. He wasn't putting anything in his body that wasn't going to help him be a better football player. And I thought he was a shining example of what hard work can really get you.
Yeah.
And that all that stuff's still true. But I think what's happened to him, man, is really sad, because I think that the people he's surrounded with haven't helped him. I mean, obviously, he's got issues, but I don't think he ever surrounded himself with the good enough people.
He's always had enablers around him.
That's a much more succinct, better way of saying what I was trying to say.
And it's a lot easier said, I guess, than done. It's like, all right, surround yourself with people that will, you know, lead you down a better path. But like, whenever you're somebody like Antonio Brown, you think of yourself as a god, and that nobody can tell you what to do.
Yeah,
like there's nobody that could tell him what to do. Not one person.
No.
And he wouldn't listen.
I think he has serious mental health issues. And, you know, whether that's from football or not, I mean, that's not fair to speculate about. But, like, the fish head and the freezer thing, like, there's so many examples. And I would almost guarantee he never got the help that he needed.
No.
And he never had people to legitimately talk to about stuff. And it's sad. I mean, that guy had the world by the balls, and now he could wind up going to prison.
And he was over there for a while, though. Like, well, what took him so long to go get him?
I think it takes time to get people out of Dubai, but I do not know.
I don't know either, but he was there for so long, I thought that it just all went away and he was back.
I thought that he was just going to live there forever and that they would never extradite him. I don't know the international laws or things of that nature, but I'll tell you this, he does not look like himself in the
no.
photo. And that's it's alarming. And I think it's a cautionary tale. It's a sad tale, man. It really is. A hell of a football player. I mean, he's one of the best receivers we've ever seen. I mean, top five, I think, of all time when he was at the height of his powers. Like, people have been putting out, oh, who would you cut from this list? Larry Fitzgerald or Megatron or Julio Jones. I'm not going to cut any of them from the list. Stupid game. They're all great. Like, Larry, probably the best of those, that bunch. But those guys are incredible players. He was an incredible football player as a 6th-round pick because he worked his ass off.
I'll never forget asking Andre Johnson what he thought about Antonio Brown, because they trained together from Florida.
Yeah.
And this is our rookie year, me and Antonio's rookie year in 2010. I was like, what do you think about Antonio Brown? He's like, this is exact words. He was like, he has the most heart I've ever seen of an athlete. And that was Andre Johnson telling me that. And whenever you watch, and then I would pay attention to Antonio Brown and just watch him over the years, and I was like, that is spot on. Like, he played with so much heart.
Man.
He played like he was 6'5", and he was 5'9", 5'10". He played like he was 250 pounds and he was 180 pounds.
Oh my God, one of the best combat catch receivers of all time. And when you talk pound for pound, he might be the best.
Yeah.
I mean, was he sick? Was he even 6 feet tall?
No.
I don't think so. One of the best route runners of all time. And then he and Ben, the mind meld that they had. I mean, how many big plays did they make when Ben would escape the pocket and stuff like that? I mean, when he was at his best, he was indefensible. I'll never forget that. And we're not eulogizing the guy, but I'll never forget when they played the no-fly zone eventual Super Bowl champion Denver Broncos. He put up over 200 yards, and they had Chris Harris on him, and Harris hadn't given up a touchdown all season.
Oh, right.
And he cooked his ass, dude. He totally cooked his ass. You couldn't stop him. Like, we talk about how the opposition has taken DK Metcalf out of the game. Best corner, put the safety over the top. You can game plan that. They threw everything at Antonio Brown. Couldn't stop him.
Nope.
Couldn't stop him. Unbelievable player.
Shame. Yeah. That's a shame.
Texter, and this probably, we'll do the Steelers midseason look ahead or midseason evaluation coming up next, but here's a text. You guys should talk about the defensive player for the Cowboys who took his own life. Yeah, I saw Matt Rhule talked about it yesterday for 3 minutes, and it was really impactful. And it branches out from beyond sports, but you never, ever know what someone's going through. And the staggering quote to me from Matt Rhule was, he's like, I know there's someone on my team going through the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like you wear a sticker on your shirt that says, you know, I'm depressed.
And the unfortunate thing, and obviously it's all unfortunate and very sad for the young man and his family, but the unfortunate thing is whenever you're dealing with athletes, high-level athletes, they are the most prideful people on the planet.
Yeah.
And it is very, very extremely hard for them to show any type of emotion because they feel like that they are not allowed to show emotion. You're almost groomed that way your whole entire life, especially as a football player, to never show emotion.
Yeah.
So whenever things are going wrong, you are going to keep it inside, and you probably will never express that emotion until it is too late,
yeah.
Which is the saddest part. That is the saddest part about being a high-level athlete that is actually going through internal issues or emotional issues is you're not allowed in your mind is telling you cannot show this.
You have to be tougher. Yeah.
And that's the saddest part.
Matt Rhule also said that it's tougher to be an athlete now.
No doubt.
Than when he was growing
no
up.
No doubt.
Because think about, I mean, he scored a touchdown the other night. He
scored a touchdown last week. No doubt. The hate that you get on social media.
Yeah.
I mean, there's times, and this is just a little, you know, sidecar here, but I mean, I'll see, you know, you'll put in a bet for a player over under and it doesn't hit. If you go ahead this week and just put $5 on whoever to say Ladd McConkey or whatever to go over on his catches and then say he doesn't, go search his name in Twitter. And see and read all the comments that he gets.
Yep.
I have no idea how these guys deal with stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just because of that.
And then you put up the body armor, and I ain't gonna let that bother me. Well, it does. I mean, it does. Like,
no doubt.
We're humans.
Yeah, you're gonna look at it.
Absolutely.
It's a shame.
You can't avoid it. Can't say this show doesn't have levels, folks. What were we doing at 5:45? Pubic hair? We were doing pubic hair at 5:45. Great breakdown of the game. At 7. And, I mean, this is a... I'm happy that the texter brought that up because I do think those conversations are different, but they're similar in that, I mean, they're both sad stories and cautionary tales.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.